All right. Well, very good. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And whoever's doing sound, I'm pretty tinny up here. If you can adjust that, please. Very good. Well, listen, we've been in a sermon series over the last few times that I've spoken. And the main idea of this series is for each of us to move from just being a spectator to fully participating with what God's doing.
那在过去的几个星期当中，我们也开始一系列的一个正道。那正道的题目是关于如何成一个观望者，成为一个神事工的积极参与者。
A pastor by the name of Stuart Briscoe, who has served in Wisconsin for many years, makes a great analogy between serving and sitting in a stadium watching football.
那有这样的一个牧师，名字叫 Stuart， 他是在威斯康星州服侍。 他有做这么一个很好的一个比喻，比喻在足球比赛中参与比赛的队员和在观看席上的观众的关系。And
he says this, he says, during a football game, there are 22 people on the field in desperate need of rest and 60,000 people in the stands in desperate need of exercise.
他说在足球比赛当中有了22个队员，他们急需要得到休息，但是在周围的那些观望者
And for us, one of the goals in the life of the church is to make sure that we get everyone involved in the game.
好，那我们教会任何一个教会，我们一个很大的一个目的，就像所有的弟兄姐妹能够参与到事工当中。
We want to make sure that people are moving from just being spectators to really become sold out participants who are exercising what God has enabled each of us to do.
我们希望我们的弟兄姐妹能够从一个观望者的这个位置，能够成为一个为神预备我们所行的事工而积极参与者的这样的一个地位。Our
mission in the life of our church, our mission, I'm sure, here for you, our mission as a Christian church, no matter where we might be located, is to be Christ's witnesses around the world.
那我想每一个教会，我们有这样的一个使命，就是要为基督来做见证。And
the only way that we're going to accomplish that mission that Christ has set before us is by participating and making sure that we are getting into the game.
好，那我们唯一的一个办法，我们能够为神来做见证，要能够行神给我们的大使命，就是要能够积极的参与到神的事工当中。And
so as we continue our series here tonight, I want to talk to you about having a big dance mindset.
好，那我们今天晚上我们继续我们的这个系列的正道。
If we were talking tonight in football terms, and if we were to reference the big dance, we would really be talking about the game of all games. I mean, it's the ultimate sporting event known as the Super
Bowl. And
for our purposes here tonight, as we reference this idea of the big dance, I want to speak to you about the big dance that Jesus is calling each of us to.
好，那我们在讲到这个大使命这个观念的时候，我们今天想跟大家分享一下神为我们每一位弟兄姐妹我们设立的大的使命。
And that big dance is living a life of evangelism.
那么这样的一个大的使命，就像我们的一生能够成为为神做见证的一生。
Well, Rob, I don't have the gift of evangelism. I mean, I took a spiritual gifts test one time, and I just don't have it.
也许你会说，好像我没有这样的一个传福音的恩赐。我以前做过一个恩赐的这个调查考试，我发现我在这方面好像不具有恩赐。
Here's the thing that we need to understand: if you have come into a relationship with Christ as a Christ follower, we have an obligation to share our faith and to talk about our relationship with Christ.
但是我们要意识到，如果我们要成为神的门徒、基督的门徒的话，为我们向周围的人传福音，告诉他们我们很神的关系，是我们必须要做的一件事情。And
we're to share the good news with people who haven't ever stepped over the line of faith. I mean, we're instructed by Jesus to go and to make disciples.
我们有这样的一个使命，我们必须要跟我们周围人。
The Gospels tell us this. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 tells us that we will be his witnesses, and there's no middle ground for us. We are to absolutely share our faith as Christians.
啊，就正如在《使徒行传》一章八节所说的那样，我们要成为他的见证。而在这个方面，我们没有任何讨价还价的余地。
And that's exactly what I want to talk to you tonight about.
那这就是今天晚上我想跟大家传递的这样的一个信息。
So let me have a prayer with you, and then we'll jump into the lesson.
好，让我们一起有了个祷告。
God, we just ask for your Spirit to be with us here tonight.
主，我们恳求你的灵与我们同在。
God, we ask you to speak into our hearts and our minds about sharing the good news.
主，也求你亲自对我们的心，对我们的头脑说话，好让我们和人来分享好的消息。
And Lord, we ask you that there would be some spark in our heart and in our mind that causes us to just really be spiritually on fire for you.
主，真的是求你能够点燃我们心中，点燃我们头脑的那段火焰。好，让我们有这样的信心，有这样的激情去传递你的福音。
And so, God, tonight we commit this time to you.
主，我们把接下来这段时间交在你的手中。
And we pray all these things in your name, Amen.
我们奉主的名祷告，阿门。
So I heard about a little six-year-old boy who restlessly struggled to listen to a rather lengthy sermon one day.
我听到了这样的一个小故事。所以一个六岁的小男孩他努力地想去听一篇很长的讲道。
After the service, the little boy asked a question that sooner or later most church kids ask.
在这个证道之后，这小男孩就问了一个几乎所有的教会的小男孩孩子都会问的这样的一个问题。
Dad, he said, what does the preacher do for the rest of the week?
他问到说父亲这正道的牧师他这个星期会要干什么呢
And the dad replied, he said, Son, well, the preacher's a very busy man.
他的父亲就说这正道者是非常的忙。
He takes care of church business.
他要来管理教会的一些事务。
He visits the sick and studies the Bible.
他也去有探访也有要学习圣经查考圣经。
And he has to take time to rest up.
他也自己也需要有些休息的时间，得力的时间。
Because you see, preaching in public is not an easy job.
因为在众人面前来证道，其实并不是一件容易的工作。
And the little boy thought about it for a moment, and then he said, "Well, listening ain't so easy either."
然后这小男孩听听之后就说：“哇，其实没错，但是要听这么长的一篇讲道，也不是件容易的工作。
”And friends, listen, I'm not entirely sure.How easy this message will be for us to listen to tonight.
朋友们，我不知道我们今天这个信息对大家来说是不是一篇容易的信息。
And the reason for that is because, we tend to allow our culture to shape our thoughts and to curb our actions when it comes to this responsibility that we have to share our faith.
我想原因在于当我们讨论基督给我们的这样的大使命的时候，我们很多时候我们让我们所在的这个社会文化来塑造我们的思想，来束缚了我们的行动。
Sharing our faith has become this politically incorrect and offensive thing.
我发现很多时候和人分享我们的信仰，变成了一个政治上好像不正确，而且是很惹人讨厌的一件事情。
Even during one of the more recent presidential campaigns.
即使在最近的一次的总统选举当中
，One of the vice presidential nominees said that faith was very important in his life.
那其中一位副总统的候选人他这样说，他说信仰对他来说是非常重要的一件事情。
But he wasn't going to try to convert anybody.
但是他却不想去改变他人。
And I understand the balance that we have in work and in life.
我知道在我们的生活当中，我们要有保持一个平衡。
But what's happened is that we've grown accustomed.To not sharing our faith at all because we've allowed the society that we live in to determine what we can and cannot do.
但是我发现我们的很习惯于让这个所处的世界来决定我们可以做什么是可以做的什么是不可以做的所以我们的习惯于不和人分享我们的信仰。
And friends, listen, when we look to scripture, that idea that political incorrectness is not at all consistent with what Jesus wants from us.
但是我们要知道在圣经当中我们不和人分享信仰跟我们基督耶稣给我们的教导是完全背道而驰的。
So in your notes tonight, we have this big idea that I want to just start with.
那我们在今天的我们的证道当中我们会给大家分享一下我们这样的一个大使命的这样的一个观念。
And the big idea for us is this, is that we have to live with a big dance mindset.
那这样的一个观念的话就是我们要有一个大使命的头脑。
Turn with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 5. We'll be reading verses 1 through 11 for tonight.
好，我们今天来一起来读一下在路加福音的第五章的一到十一节。
And as you're turning there, I want us to keep in mind that Jesus himself was focused not on what the culture dictated for him.
好，在我们读这段经文的时候，我想提醒大家一下，主耶稣基督他所关心的不是文化对他的有影响。
But Jesus was focused on the big dance, on telling people about who he was.
但是耶稣基督他所关注的是一个大的使命，是要把他自己是什么样的人神告诉大家。
And he instructed his disciples then, and he's instructing us now about this new responsibility that we have to share the good news.
他把要和大家分享福音的这样的大使命交给他的门徒，也交给我们现今时代的弟兄姐妹们。
So here's this passage for us tonight.
今天我们要读的就段经文在路加福音第五章。
Luke 5, starting with verse 1.
路加福音第五章第一节。
One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。
He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets.
他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。
And he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and he asked him to put out a little ways away from the shore, and then he sat down and he taught all the people from the boat.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，在船上教训众人。
And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water, and let the nets down for a catch."
讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
And Simon answered him and said, Master, we have worked hard all night, and we haven't caught one thing, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但一从你的话，我就下网。
We're in verse 6 now, and it says, When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。
And so they signaled their partners in the other boat to come in to help, or to come out to help them. And they came and they filled both boats so full that they began to sink.
便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮忙帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and he said, Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man.
西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣膝前说主啊离开我我是个罪人。
For he and all of his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼他的伙伴细比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。
And then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people."
耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
And so they pulled their boats up on the shore, and they left everything, and they followed him.
他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
And so tonight, as we look at this passage.Can you just imagine how pumped up, how excited Peter, James, and John were because of this incredible catch of fish?
我们在读今天这段经文的时候，我们看到，当他们捕到了这么大一船鱼的时候，彼得、雅各和约翰，他们是如此的兴奋，受到了激励。
This catch of fish was like the mother load. I mean, they had never seen a catch like this.
他们真是捕获了，真是巨大的，他们有巨大的收获，他们从来没有得到这么多的鱼。
It tells us that their nets were bursting.
这个经文中提到网快要破了。
Their boat was sinking.
他们的船也快要沉下去。
They had to call in reinforcements.
他们也需要他们的同伴来帮助。
And it was this supernatural event that was taking place right before their eyes.
这是他们眼前发生这么一件超自然的事情。
And one of the things I find interesting here is that when we look at all of the amazing strategies that Christ had at his disposal, Why did he choose to supernaturally fill some fishing nets in order to recruit just a few disciples?
那我们很有趣的，我们看到，我很好奇，为什么在这样的一个时候，耶稣基督他愿意要行这样的一个奇迹，为了要得着几个渔夫。
And I'm not sure how many of us in that same situation would have chosen to do it the way Jesus had done it.
我不确定，如果我们处在同样的情形情况下，我们会不会也做同样的事情，像耶稣一样。
But here's what I think is even more interesting about this passage.
那这里是我认为更有趣的一个事情，更奇妙的一个事情。
I believe this supernatural event, this odd miracle, if you will, sets up one of the most critical aspects of Jesus' teaching.
我发现最有趣、更有趣的事情是，这看上去似乎是最很不合理的一个神迹，却包含了大鱼和小鱼的在教导当中最重要的一面。
And Jesus, for some reason, wanted to get this idea across to his disciples then, and to you and I tonight, of this idea of small fish versus big fish.
我们看到主耶稣基督他要把小鱼和大鱼的这样的一个对比的观点传递给我们。
And if you think about this with me, from the moment that he arrived on the scene and all the way up until today, Jesus has been inviting all sorts of people to come to him.
从这个故事的开始一直到两千年后的今天，主耶稣基督一直在邀请我们。
Not only career fishermen,
他在邀请他的征召不单只是渔夫
but businessmen and businesswomen,
也包括商人。
He's been inviting stay-at-home moms and dads,
也包括在家里的主妇
and bus drivers,
或者是开司机
and presidents,
也可能是总统
and actors, singers, and writers,
也可能是演员、歌唱家。
Jesus has been inviting hairstylists,
也可能是头发的理发师
pro sports players,
也可能是职业的运动员
lawyers, teachers,
也可能是律师或者教师
grandmas and grandpas,
也可能是爷爷奶奶。
And all the rest of us, and Jesus has been asking this one simple question to us.
我们看到主耶稣基督问我们所有的人一个这样的问题。
Are you going to throw your one and only life into pursuing small fish? Or will you risk tossing your nets out there in anticipation of catching the human-sized ones?
他问我们这样的一个问题，你是不是愿意把你唯一的一个生命，所有的生命的时间都去捕那些小鱼，还是愿意张开你的网去得到像人一样大的大鱼？
And that is exactly what Jesus was doing in this story.
这就是主耶稣基督在这个故事当中所做的。
And he wanted his disciples to get into this mindset of the big dance.
我们看到主耶稣基督他希望他的门徒有这样一个大使命的这样的一个观念。
He wanted his disciples and he wants you and I to focus on reaching people who are lost and far away from him and who are perhaps one step away from spending eternity in hell.
主耶稣基督让我们关注那些失散的人，那些远离他的人，或者是离永生地狱只差一步之遥的人。
Friends, tonight, Christ is calling us to be fishers of men.
朋友们，今天晚上主耶稣基督呼召我们，要我们得人如得鱼。
Let me share just three observations from this passage here tonight.
那我想跟大家分享一下这段经文的三个观点。
Observation number one is this, that when Christ calls us,He wants to make sure, our priority should always be God. But our priority, if we're fishers of men here, should be on people.
那我们这里第一个观察就是，就我们的最重要的第一位的应该是人的得救。
Jesus desperately wanted these three fishermen, career fishermen, by the way, as well as people like you and I, to understand that this life that we're living is all about people.
因为主耶稣基督他想要他这三个职业的渔夫，也包括我们在座的所有弟兄姐妹都知道，我们的生命所重要的是人。
When you and I live with a big dance mindset, friends, the priority is always people.
当我们有一个大的使命的这样的观念的时候，我们就知道人是排第一位的。
And Christ wanted them, and He wants us to prioritize people above everything else that wants our attention.
基督要我们。也要那三个渔夫也要我们 把一人一切所的需要都放在把人的需要放在我们关注的事物之上。
The vision statement for my church that meets here on Sunday morning, and I'm pretty sure it's very similar, if not exact, for you guys here tonight, is the idea that we are to love God and to love others.
那我想我们每一个教会我们的的一个使命都是很类似的。就像我的教会的使命一样，我们的使命是我们要爱神，也要爱人。
And what this simply means is that we are to care more about people than we are about ourselves.
这也就是告诉我们说，我们要关心我们的周围的弟兄姐妹，胜过关心我们自己。
This idea of loving God and loving others is this idea of having this radical inclusiveness for people.
我们要做到爱神，也要爱人，就表示我们要有一个极大的包容。
And it doesn't matter what they look like, it doesn't matter what they talk like, it doesn't matter how they act or how they vote, and so on and so forth.
不论我们周围的人是长得什么样子，他们是如何说话，他们的行为如何。
And so what Jesus was doing then and what he's doing with us here tonight is he's asking us tonight, do we want to catch some fish or do we want to become fishers of men and women?
所以今天晚上主耶稣要问我们的是，我们是要想能够来捕鱼，还是想成为捕得人如得鱼的渔夫？
Do you want to be really successful in business, or do you want to get all over the business of redeeming people's lives?
你想要一个很成功的在商业，还是想能够进入到拯救生命的这样的一个商业当中？
Jesus is perhaps saying to someone here tonight, you know, listen, you can be a top student, or you can focus your attention on studying people.
主耶稣可能想问我们在座的，你可以成为最好的学生，但是可能更重要的，你要能够关注于能够了解人。
Maybe he's saying to someone here tonight, you know, you can shine as this superstar salesman, or maybe you can care more about letting your light shine in the lives of those around you.
主耶稣可能在问我们说，你可以成为明星式的推销员，但是也许更重要的，你应该让你的光照亮他人的生命。
Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 16 that we are to let our light shine before others in such a way that they may see our good works and then glorify our Father who is in heaven.
耶稣基督在马太福音的五章十六节这样说道，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And if we were to take a look at this passage, we would see that there's a phrase here. It says, "Let your light shine in such a way."
好，那么仔细看一下这段经文，这样说，让你们的光也当这样照在人间。
And this phrase here in such a way means that there must be more than one way, right?
那他说到说这样的照这样，那表示说可能有更多一些别的方法。
And I think what Jesus is saying is that we get to choose whether or not our light is going to impact people.
这是告诉我们耶稣想我们能够决定我们愿不愿意让我们来影响他人的生命。
Our light will either shine on people and point them toward the Father.
我们的光可以照耀他人，能够把人家带到主耶稣的面前，神父神的面前。
Or we'll keep our light to ourselves, and in essence, what we're doing is we're denying the people we supposedly care about a relationship with Christ.
我们也可以仅仅只是把我们的光留给我们自己，这样的话，我们就让那些本应该看顾的人失去了与神建立关系的机会。
Make sure your light shines in such a way.
我们要确保你的光也当这样照在人前。
I think Jesus again is saying here that people can come to know my Father because of how you and I treat them.
我想这里主耶稣告诉我们是，周围的人可以能够以此来认识我们的父神，根据我们怎么样来对待他们。
People can come to know God the Father because of how you and I respond to them.
因为我们如何来回应他们，他们也可以因此来认识父神。
People can come to know God the Father because of how we embrace them and how we prioritize them.
当我们以他们为重的时候，当我们拥抱他们的时候，我们周遭的人也可以因此来认识我们的父神。
And I can almost hear God telling each one of us here tonight this. Listen, you can catch fish.
我想神告诉我们在座的每一位，说你可以来捕鱼。
You can spend all of your time netting some scaly underwater creatures and taking them to the market for a few bucks.
告诉我们说，你可以花你的时间来捕一些鱼，能够把带到市场上获得一些金钱。
And that is a perfectly acceptable occupation.
这是一个可以接受的职业。
But I think God wants to challenge us. And he wants to ask us, listen, you can go out and catch all the fish that you want, or you can become fishers of men and women.
但是神要向我们挑战，我们可以去得到一些金钱，但是我们更重要的，我们要去能够像耶稣对我们的大使命啊，得人如得鱼。
And he says that with a kind of a question / statement where he might end that conversation that we would have with him. And he says, you know, you can do that concerning yourself, not with the dollars, but with destinies of people.
我想我们更重要的，我们要关注的不是金钱，而是人的灵魂。
Can I ask you a question tonight?
我可不可以问大家一个问题？
Why is Jesus so convinced that living with a big dance mindset really is the better option for us?
我能不能问大家一个问题？为什么主耶稣他如此的确信，我们要生活当中，我们如果有一个大使命的观念的话，这才是正确的选择。
Let me just give you a couple of reasons why that might be.
那我想有这样的一些原因。
One of the reasons why Jesus is convinced that we need to live this way is because this is the way that his kingdom gets built.
那我想第一个，主耶稣认为我们要这样的生活，是因为这就是神的国度如何建造的。
And Jesus was saying to his followers both then and now, please understand how important your priorities are.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，你要知道你的这个。
And he's telling us that the stakes are way too high for us to put anything but people in our top spot.
他告诉我们说，我们要知道我们的先后次序有如何的重要。如果不将人放在第一位，代价将是巨大的。
And the way that we treat people will serve either as a magnet that draws them to God, or it will repel them away.
我们对待人的方式，既可以让也可以成为一块磁铁，把人吸引到神的面前，也可以把人从神面前给推开。
And in this passage in Matthew chapter 5,Whose light was Jesus talking about?
在这里的故事当中，我们看看主耶稣所说的生命是关于谁的生命。
He says, "Let your light shine before others."
这里说的这个，这里说的这光是指的你的光。
Not your pastor's light.
不是你的牧师的光。
Not your parents' light.
也不是你父母的光。
Not your Sunday school teacher's light.
也不是你主日学老师的光。
Not your Christian friend's light.
也不是你基督徒朋友的光。
Jesus is saying, listen, let your light shine.
这里主耶稣说的是让你的光来照耀。
And when we understand that, what's happening in the spiritual dynamic in our lives is that we're moving away from being just a participant, or pardon me, just a spectator to a participant.
就告诉我们说，我们在我们属命生命当中，我们不能只成为一个观望者，我们要成为一个参与者。
And that's what Christ wants for us. He wants us to get out of the bleachers. He wants us to get out of our seats and into the game, into the big dance that He's calling us to.
这就是主耶稣基督他要我们所做的，他要我们从我们的椅子上站起来，我们能够成为一个真正的参与者。
The second reason why Jesus is so convincedthat we need to live with this mindset is because this is the way that our souls get satisfied.
那第二个原因，主耶稣他是如此确信的原因，是因为只有这样，我们的心灵才能够得到真正的满足。
And so what happens here is when you and I start living with a big dance mindset, friends, listen, we will never want to go back to simply doing life as normal.
朋友们，当我们过一个有大使命观的这样的生活的时候，我们就不会再愿意过一个得过且过的生活。
When we start living with a big dance mindset, we won't get excited anymore about netting just a few small fish that we used to get all the time.
所以当我们有一个大使命的观念的时候，我们就不会再满足于我们只捕到了几条小鱼。
We won't throw all of our energy towards earning just a few more dollars.
我们不会把我们所有的精力都放在要得到那一点金钱上。
And why? Why is this the case?
为什么会是这样呢？
Because these things will no longer scratch that soul level itch that we feel deep within our spirits.
啊，我想因为这些都已经没有办法，因为这些都没有办法满足我们心灵内在心灵的需要。
And Jesus knew then, and He knows now that if you and I would build a lifestyle around accepting people, around getting to know people, around caring for people and serving people.
哎，主耶稣他知道，如果我们的生命是建立在接受他人、关怀他人、服侍他人的基础上。
And listening to them and embracing them, that we would never ever crave the old ways again.
啊，或者是建立在倾听他人，或者让人有属灵的看见的基础之上，我们就不会再沉浸于我们一个老我的生命当中。
Christ is calling us to something bigger, something better than where we are at now.
主耶稣呼召我们能够得到一个更丰盛的生命。
Here's observation number two out of this story tonight.
啊，这接下来是我们这个故事当中我们的第二个观察。
Observation number two is that the focus is on potential.
那第二个观察就是我们所要关注的是潜力，是潜能。
Our priority is people, but our focus is on potential.
啊，我们的第一排第一位的是人，但是我们关注人的潜在的潜力。
It didn't seem to matter to Jesus that his soon-to-be disciples were teenage boys whose first response to his commands was a little bit south of full obedience.
啊，我们看到对主耶稣来说好像并不是很重要，因为他的门徒对主耶稣的回应好像是像年轻人一样的缺乏啊顺服。
Let's just jump back in the story just for a moment and see if we can remember when Jesus asked them to put the nets over the boat to catch some fish and to see what their response was.
我们再回到我们今天读的这个故事当中，我们看看当主耶稣他们把网下下去的时候，他们的回应是什么样的。
But Master, we've been fishing all night and we've caught nothing.
他说，夫子，我们整夜的劳作，我们什么都没有捕到。
And perhaps their insinuation here when they said that was, hey, listen,We've been doing this for a long time. Who do you think you are?
我想他暗示的是，我们已经做了很久，我们劳作了很久。你以为你是谁啊？
They probably felt like they were the experts in this deal.
啊，他们可能以为他们才是这个方面的专家。
They probably felt like they were the ones out there kind of slugging it out all night at sea and dealing with the waves, and they were working for all that they were worth just to net a few small fish.
他们以为他们是那个在夜晚当中在海里劳作的。
They probably felt that Jesus, when he came to them and said, hey, listen, this is what I want you to do, they probably felt like, man, they were the ones that were working hard while Jesus was back there sleeping, right?
当主耶稣让他们这样做的时候，他们可能心里想的是，当我们在辛苦劳作的时候，耶稣好像你是在那里睡觉。
And maybe they internally and maybe vocally, they just said, and now, Jesus, Master, you want us to listen to you about catching some fish?
啊，他们心中可能在想说，在问这样的一个问题，夫子，你要我们来听你。关于如何捕鱼吗？
And the reality in this moment, in this story, and by anyone's standards, was that these guys probably were not contending for the disciple of the year of the award at this moment in their life, right?
那我想事实是在那个时候，不论是按照谁的观念的来看，这些门徒他们都没有竞争年度最佳门徒的这样的一个想法。
They certainly were not the most obvious choices of the primo followers of the one and the only Messiah.
我们可以很清楚地看见，他们显然不是那唯一的一个弥赛亚啊的门徒的一个最佳的一个候选人。
But Jesus looked to these guys, and he looked at their potential, and he looked to see who they could be.
啊，但是我们看到主耶稣看到的是他们的潜质。看到他们可以成为什么样的门徒。
And for us, we have to look past self-centeredness.
对我们自己来说，我们要看的不是我们好像的以自我为中心。
And we have to look past that in order to see the potential for servanthood.
我们要超越那一切，可以看到我们成为仆人的这样的一个潜力。
We have to look past some of the rebellion that we see in other people's lives in order to see the potential for their righteousness.
啊，我们要看的也不是人好像的悖逆，我们要看到的是他们有这样的潜力、潜质，可以成为正直的。
Sometimes we have to look beyond people's quick temper in order to see the potential that they have to build the kingdom.
啊，有些时候我们要看的也不是人的急躁，我们要看到他们有这样的潜质，可以来建造神的国度。
And those are challenging things to do, right?
啊，这是一些，这都是非常具有挑战性的。
But when we boil it right down, here's the truth for us this evening.
啊，但是归根结底来说，事实是真理是。
Aren't we glad, friends, that Christ looked past some of those bad areas of our lives and called us to be His disciple?
啊，我想事实是我们是不是很高兴？主耶稣基督他没有看我们的过犯。
Luke chapter 5 verse 27 tells us that Jesus went out one day and he saw a tax collector sitting at his tax booth.
路加福音的五章十七节也说耶稣一日出去看见一个税吏坐在税关上。
This was someone who was obviously outside of the family of faith.
很显然这就是一个不处于神的信仰的家庭中的一员。
And he looked to this guy and he said, Hey, listen, I want you to follow me.
他来到那个，耶稣来到他的面前说，我要你来跟随我。
And Matthew's friends and his co-laborers in that moment of time probably thought that someone, at least one of them, lost their complete mind.
在那个时候，马太的朋友或者他的同僚肯定认为不论是也许是耶稣或者是马太他们当中至少有一个人是发疯了。
And because they knew Matthew more, it was probably Matthew that they were wondering, what is this guy thinking?
他们因为他们比较了解马太所以他们可能会以为说哇马太你头脑里想的到底是什么。
Why on earth would a successful businessman ditch his career and follow this homeless rabbi?
为什么像马太这样一个成功的商人愿意放弃他的生意来跟随一个无家可归的夫子
Follow me, Jesus said that afternoon.
他说你跟从我来。
And in that moment, Matthew, the tax collector, left everything.
在那个时候马太就是个税吏他丢下了一切跟随耶稣。
Including his money.
包括他的金钱。
To pursue Christ.
他来追随耶稣。
So here's a question for us.
所以这个是给我们大家的一个问题。
What did following Jesus mean to Matthew?
跟随耶稣对马太来说意味着什么?
Well, for starters, he was walking away from his business.
我想肯定是其中第一就是包括他离开了他的生意。
He was walking away from his identity and his comfortable routine.
他也离开了他的身份也离开了他的所习惯的这个生活的空间。
And we know that he was walking away from his financial security.
我们也很确定的知道他离开了他的财务的财务方面的稳定。
Following Jesus meant that Matthew would be now prizing or prioritizing the people that he once swindled.
那跟随耶稣也表示马太他开始把这些他曾经欺骗的人放在第一的位置。
It meant that he would be looking for the potential good in people rather than the potential vulnerability that he could exploit.
也表示他要看到的是人的好处，而不是那些人有什么地方，有什么可以利用的弱点。
Tax collectors then, they weren't known to be the kindest, most respected group of people in those days.
我们知道税吏在那个时代并不是最善良或者是对被人尊敬的人。
And there was this incredible amount of change in Matthew's life now that Christ was in his life, much more than he could have ever imagined.
所以当耶稣进入他的生命以后，他的生活就发生了巨大的改变，超出了他所以想象的。
And even though Matthew gave up everything and said yes, he probably wasn't completely sure of all of what he had gotten himself into.
尽管马太立刻放下了一切跟随耶稣，但是也许他其实心中也并没有能够想清楚他所进入的会是什么样的一个状况。
But I believe that Matthew in this moment of time knew that he was definitely going to live with a big dance mindset.
尽管他不知道他的选择会给他带来什么。但是我想马太他肯定很清楚他会要过一个有大使命的这样的生活。
the game of all games.
这是一个终极的一个
reaching people for Christ.
一个终极的目的就是要能够为了主耶稣基督的缘故来和人接触。
Here's observation number three for us tonight.
那是我们今天这个故事的第三个观察。
If we're going to live with a big dance mindset, friends, we have to start small, but we have to start.
我们要有一个大使命的这样的一个生活，这样的头脑，我们要从小事开始，但是我们必须要开始。
And in your heart and your mind tonight, you might just ask the question, well, how can I start living with this big dance mindset? And how can I really become a fisher of men and women?
你可能会问说，我如何才能够有这样的一个大使命的观念？你也可能会问我，怎么样才能够得人如得鱼一样？
You might even say in your spirit, you know, Rob, I'm on board with the people priority. I'm on board with focusing on someone's potential, but I'm just kind of wondering, what should I do next?
你也许会说啊，我也同意，我们要把人放在第一位。我也同意，我们要看人的潜质。但是我该从何开始呢？
What's supposed to happen in my life today, right here, right now, as a result of living with this big dance mindset?
你可能也许会问，接下来我生命当中会发生什么样的变化呢？就在这个时候，在这个地点，如果我们要有一个有大使命的头脑的生活，我们的生命会发生什么样的改变？
And those questions are perfectly fine and okay to wonder and ask.
那我想你有的这些问题都是很正常。
And I think if Matthew were standing here tonight instead of me, I think he'd say to us, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from because I felt exactly like you feel.
我想如果不是我，而是马太站在这个地方的话，他可能会告诉你说，真的是我可以理解你有这样的想法，因为当时我也有同样的想法。
And so here's Matthew, this newly converted disciple of Jesus.
这个就是马太，一个刚刚成为耶稣的门徒的人。
And he had this deep desire to expose his friends and family members to the acceptance and to the love and to the purpose and to the hope that he had found in the person of Jesus Christ.
他有这样的一个愿望，他想要让他的朋友或者家人接触到他从耶稣那里得到的接受，和从耶稣得到的爱，和从耶稣那里得到的生命的意义与盼望。
Matthew was in an interesting time in his life.
在那个时候是马太他生命当中很有意思的一个时刻。
Because he had this newfound relationship with Christ, he had this deep passion to share the good news, but he didn't have time to go through the disciples' official evangelism 101 class.
他刚刚认识了这位生命当中的主和救主，他也很想把他的好消息带给周遭的人，但是他却没有这样的机会能够接受任何的使徒的门徒的训练。
He was too new to this whole deal to have memorized the four spiritual laws and all the other formulas that are out there.
他也太新了，他也没有办法能够知道或者是背记忆属灵的四个属灵的原则或者其他的一些
But this one thing was a reality for Matthew in this moment of time. All of his old buddies were standing there in their tax booths.
但是事实是在那个时候，他所有的他的同僚、他的朋友。都在他的税关上。
And they were standing there in the same spot where he used to work.
他们还在那个地方，也就是他曾经工作的地方。
And he knew that their lives would be so blessed by knowing Christ, but initially he had no idea of how to get that introduction made.
他知道他们的生命如果能够认识主耶稣的话，会得到如此多的祝福，但是他却也不知道该如何把他们介绍给主耶稣。
And there, in that moment, he stood and he asked God what to do, and there was something that was tugging at Matthew's heart.
在那个时候，他在那个地方，他的内心挣扎，他问神，他该如何去做。
And just then, in verse 29 of our passage, Matthew decided to do what he could do, and he threw a party.
在那个时候，马太就他做了一个他自己他可以做的。他在家里为耶稣大摆宴席。
And friends, listen, when we look at this idea of starting small, it really doesn't matter what we do.
在我们讲的时候，我们开始要从小处开始，其实并不是很重要，我们具体做什么。
Listen, if you want to throw a party, throw a party.
如果你想要来摆这样的一个筵席，你可以摆筵席。
If you want to have a barbecue and have some unsaved friends and family members over to your house, do it.
啊，你也可以有一个 barbecue 的聚会，邀请未信的朋友来到你的家中。
Maybe you just want to go over to their house and let them cook. That's okay too.
啊，也许你也想到他们未信主的家朋友家中，让他们来啊。
This observation of making sure that we start something to become fishers of men and women is critical for us.
啊，我想最关键的就是我们要能够来开始，我们可以从小处开始，这样才能够得人如得鱼。
And there will be moments when we have to do something that will step us up and out of our comfort zones.
啊，我们必须要做些事情，能够让我们离开我们自己所熟悉的习惯的一个空间。
Living in the big dance mindset is all about people and about connecting them to Christ.
我们有一个大使命的这样的一个大局观，也就表示我们要能够关注的是人，我们要让人和耶稣连接起来。
And as we talk about in this whole series about this idea of getting into the game, the idea today is critical for each of us to understand.
啊，我们在这个系列正道当中，我们讲的是要能够积极的参与到事工当中。那今天晚上我们传讲的这个信息是非常重要的，需要大家的了解。
We have to make sure that we prioritize people like Christ did.
啊，我们需要能够了解，我们把人要放在首要的地位。
We have to focus on their potential.
啊，我们要关注的是人他们的潜能。
And we have to start something.
啊，我们要从小处开始。
In order to make a difference in the kingdom.
为了要让神国有所改变。
Let me pray for us tonight.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I pray that right now in this moment of time.
主，我们为着这段时间，我们来向你献上我们的感谢祷告。
That you would speak into our heart about what you want us to start.
你来亲自对我们说话，告诉我们要如何的开始。
God, I pray that we would understand the needs and the culture in our community so that we can make a difference in that culture and community.
主，你真的是让我们能对我们周围的社区，对我们社区的文化，他们的需要有所了解，好让我们能够在这个社区能够有所改变。
And God, I pray tonight that for the House of Christ Love Church, for our Fishkill Nazarene Church, and all the other churches in our community, that Lord, we would throw our nets out into the deep.
主，也真的是这样的祷告，愿你激励我们主爱之家，也激励我们 FCON 的教会，能够把船开到水深之处。
And Lord, I pray that there would be such a catch of people.
主，我们也祷告，我们能够得人如得鱼一样。
That we have to help other churches to bring them in.
我们也祷告，我们能够得到如此多的灵魂，我们也需要真的是来弟兄姐妹的互相教会的帮助。
God, I pray for a mighty move of your spirit among us.
主，我们真的是求你的圣灵在我们当中大力的运行。
Stir our hearts and our minds.
来搅动我们的心，我们的灵。
Move us in the direction where you are already working.
把我们带到你要我们工作的场合。
And help us, God, to get out of the bleachers and onto the field to participate with what you are doing.
让我们离开我们的座位，我们来到合场当中来做主的工。
And we pray all these things tonight in your name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.